Okay, so we're going to do this Chaim and Machos Respectas Lachotas. On the Indian of the Sugi we were doing on Kufres. Are you get a chance? Anyone get a chance to look at it yet? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Alright, huh?
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing? Okay. So what's the Lachos like this? So the Ram says, Nofal Cholov Atoch Kedera Shal Basar. Right. Tawim in a sachaticha shenofal cholov. Yavim yeish bechaticha tam cholov. Nesro sachaticha. What's he skipping? Anything? Right, that's the basic din, right? So that's the basic halacha that goes by tam if it's on one chaticha, right? Then he's like this. Vim yeish bechaticha tam cholov. Then what? Then that chaticha becomes aser. And then Misharim Bakulim Haya Bakol Sheish Bakadira. He's skipping a lot of things again. What's that halacha actually? Okay, if there's no Tam Cholov, everything's mutter. And if there is Tam Cholov? Right. So notice that once it has the Tam Cholov, so then you don't. So then, Efshel Sochel is also. So even if you could, even if it was possible to squeeze it out, the Basar would still remain Asar. Go ahead. So then that Chaticha becomes Isser, and they have to be Mishayer against it in the whole pot. Go ahead. Right. Okay. So, but then the next halacha is Ram says Medra Amurim. Right. So that's the confusing thing. So the Ram says this. So that was basically the Ram saying that what you need to first you look at the chaticha that it fell on. If the chaticha fell on had no tam, if it doesn't give tam to that chaticha, then everything's mutter. But if it does, if there is tam in that chaticha now, right? If there's tam in that chaticha now, even though later it might be gone, but since there's tam in the chaticha right now, that chaticha becomes iser, right? And now you need shishim against that whole chaticha and the rest of the pot. But then he puts in a big caveat. When is that true? That what? That you need shishim against the whole chaticha? That's if you didn't mix it initially, but you mixed it in the end, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't mix it in the beginning, but you did mix it in the end. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you mixed it in the beginning and the end, right, then you always need just shishim against the tipa. Right? Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like from the Rambam though, claim shah from the Rambam is that what? Question is, what if you didn't mix it at all? Right? Claim shah from the Rambam is you have to mix it, if you didn't mix it at all, it wouldn't ask for the rest of the chatichas. Right, like Rashi Shita. Well, we'll have to see. That's a symbol. Okay. Okay. So now, what does the Rav say? The Rav is bothered. It says like this: Anu Omrim Shelo Shomanu Kol Achaticha Nasas Nevel El Das Rabbi Yehuda Demachmir B'Min B'Mino Of Al Rabbanan Lo. The Rav comes like out of left field in this one. Like, where did he hear this from? That he's linking up two shitas that don't seem to have any connection to each other. Saying that what the Rambam here is telling you chaticha nasas nevela, because that's the din of the Rambam. That once the chaticha becomes asur, now you need shishim against all chaticha. It's no longer sufficient to have shishim against the cholav, which is really the iser keneged cholav basar. Once the cholav is tam to the basar, to one chaticha, that chaticha is iser. And now you need shishim against the whole kedera. So the Ravid says, the Rambam is embracing the shita of chaticha nasas nevela, but we heard that you only hold chaticha nasas nevela according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min b'mino lo batal. But according to the Rabbanim, there's no such thing as chaticha nasas nevela. Well, divrei hakol, and now he's going a little further. Well, divrei hakol, in other words, whether it's Rabban or Rabbi Yehuda, im lo nir klal, if you didn't mix it at all, Ein shar chatichos nesaros. Right? If you didn't mix it at all, then nothing becomes asur. That's the mashmos in the Gemara like that. Right? Milo niyavlokisa, ilo niyavlokisa klal, mivlobola, mivlobola. Lomali niyeres a kaderos, and that right has a question. So what do you need to mix the kader for? Valo achaticha kiblo tam cholov, v'nasus nevela below niyer. Hare yotzeis meosu achaticha rotev v'shar achatichos, v'hu rotev nevela. So this is the big issue in the Rishonim. What do you need to mix the kedera for? If the piece becomes usur, so you might say the chalav won't get mixed through the kedera without mixing it. But that's what chaticha nasavela means now, the basar is usur. So the basar is sitting in the rotev. I mean, we're not assuming it's like the reed that it's on top of the top. On top of the top. In any case. So what does mixing the kedera do for you? The basar itself is asur. So you have the rotive of the basar is going to come out, right? Ela shma mina diboin and sheyete mina cholav haasur lechatichos. So the Rav is showing you that the Gemara, that everybody agrees that it's not enough just to have the time of the cholav, the time of the basar come out, even if you hold chaticha nasan veil like Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to need Tam of the Cholav and the Basar. Tam of the Cholav, essentially. Right? But it's Cholav that has the Tam of the Basar. That's why it's all the Basar that's going to come out with the Cholav will be Nasus Nevela. But if it's just Basar coming out, it's not Asar. El Shmamina, the Bina Shiyasim in the Cholav Asar Chatichos. Vim Yesh Ba'osa Cholav, Kidei Litin Tam B'Cholav Chatichos. Asuras L'Rabbanon. And then according to the Rabbanan, they don't hold from Chaticha Nasan Tevela, it's only going to be a question of the Cholav.
That's not comment on the Rambam, that's comment on the Gemara.
So what does that have to do with the Rambam? So he's saying that, the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam is wrong, because he's not being too tough over here. He's saying, this is what we heard. Yeah. We heard that Chaticha Nasan Tevela is only filled like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But he's showing you what? That even if you hold Chaticha Nasan Tevela, it's still going to mean that you need the Tam of the Cholav to come out. Right? And the Tam of the Cholav doesn't come out unless you Menayar the Kedera. Right? So according to the Rabbanon, so how would it come out according to the Rabbanon? If you're not Menayah the Kedera, there's nothing to worry about other than that piece. And if you are, then all you can do is Shishim against the Cholav. Right? If you are, all you can do is Shishim against the Cholav. Yeah. I mean, is he saying how the Rambam... Well, he's saying the Rambam is learning that... Right, the Rambam's not saying anything that's contradicting that. Yeah. Aside for the fact that he can hold Chaticha Nasan Tevela applies going to the Rabbanan Gil. Right. Because the Rambam also says you have to be Menayah there. Okay, so look at this. Vitzarachim and Vidivri Rabban. Demai Shaychus Hach, the Min Vimino Hocha. Hare calls Elo Shayach Elim Nema the Achaticha Nasis Nevela Vitzricha Shishim L'Rabbanan. Now what? Says the Kash on the right. What's the Shaychus of Mimbamino here? This is only talking about calls Elo Shayach Elim Nema the Achaticha Nasis Nevela Vitzricha Shishim L'Rabbanan V'Azim Yendra V'Yudu L'Batla Klal. In other words, there are two different issues. Min b'mino is not like a min b'mino is a secondary question. It's not a primary question. Secondary question. Once you have iser through chaticha nas, first you have the question: do I have iser? So chaticha nas veila will tell you whether you have how much iser you have, or what type of iser it is. Is it cholav? Is it basar? But and then once I have the iser of the chaticha, now I have a secondary question. If I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not going to be the basar won't be butl in the other basar. If I hold like the Rabbanon, the basar will be batal in the other basar. Right? But aval im neima dein yeser akedera and aser aselv and nesinas tami achola aval nesinas tami basar ain oser klal. Yeah. What is it going on? Azarin or Yehuda lo batal klal. Right. That's if you have what? Right now, so if you're going to go, saying it's two questions. If you hold from Chaticha Nas Nevelos, then according to the Rabban, it'll still be Batal B'Shishim, right? And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it won't Batal at all. And if you say, the Ein Yeser Keter Neresas, Elab Nesinas Tam Echolav, meaning so there is, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevelos, Elab Nesinas Tam Boser Ein Oso Klal, Vim Kena, Reme Mele, Lo Shayach, Hocha, Gam Hachta Nemin Lo Batal, Kevin Deini Surah Rach Mechov, Lo Mea Boser, Vitzarachian. Right, now it's buzzing. The whole question of Mimbamina is only a question after the fact. If it's only a question if I hold Chaticha Nas Vela, then it becomes an issue, do I hold Mimbamina or not Mimbamina? If I don't hold Chaticha Nas Vela, there's no issue of Mimbamina or not Mimbamina. Right? Vein loma de ze gufa imamina nas vela toli bidin Mimbamina e bottle alo. De ze move on de ein lohem sheikhas adadi. The alkane de very right with Seraphim. It's an interesting thing. Interesting thing. He puts that as like an absolute. Don't try to say that you need to hold Mimbamino, that the Rabbit is saying holding Mimbamino is part of holding Chaticha Nasavel. So they have nothing to do with each other. I think the Ramban tries to say there is a connection between the two. I think in the Milchamos he tries to work out that you only hold it if you hold Mimbamino. But what's he saying? He's saying differently. He's just asking like a stam question. He's saying, what's the Shaychus to this whole, what's the Shaychus to Mimbamino here at all? Right? What's the question exactly? He's excluding the possibility that al pi svara you need Mimbamino to say Chaticha Nas Vela. What do those things have to do with each other? They have nothing to do with each other.
When the rabbi was bringing Tashi, it just seemed like he was just referencing, using that as a reference for Yehuda Shita. Not necessarily that it was so connected by Mimbamino.
It's a funny thing. It was a rabbi that sounds like Plame Shot, and the rabbi is saying that the Shitas go together somehow. He's saying, no, that doesn't make any sense. Saying that can't be what he's talking about. It can't mean that you need to hold Mimbamino in order to have the idea of Chaticha Nas Vela. He says, that doesn't make any sense. Why do you need to hold Mimbamino in order to have the idea of Chaticha Nas Vela? Right? So if you don't need Mimbamino in order to hold from Chaticha Nas Vela, anybody is free to hold from Chaticha Nas Vela. Even the Rabbanim can hold Chaticha Nas Vela. So if that's the case, what's the relevance of Chaticha of Mimbamino to our discussion? We hold Chaticha Nas Vela, because the Rabbanon also hold Chaticha Nas Vela, and now what? And now you have a second question: Mimbamino bottle or Mimbamino low bottle? So we hold Mimbamino as bottle. So what's the criticism on the Rambam of it? What's the Rambam not saying right? He holds from Chaticha Nas Vela, and he does not from Mimbamino low bottle. Right? It's sort of like a generalized question of you. A general question. In other words, what relevance does what is the Ravid arguing on in the end? He's arguing in the Lamaisa, what's he arguing about? Lamaisa, what's the halachic nafkamina? Is there a halachic nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid? I mean, Lamaisa is coming out, Allah Knaf, you know, that according to the Rabbanan, he's saying you wouldn't need Shishim against the whole Chaticha. Right? Just against the Cholov. But he's saying, what Shaychus does that have to do with, how does that come out from a question of whether you hold Mimbamino bottle or Mimbamino low bottle? Those are two totally different issues. That's what he can't explain. What is the connection? How does one inform the other? They're two totally different machlokesim. One is the question of whether you hold Chaticha Nas Vela or not. The other one is, when you have Isser, how you mevatel it. How does it come out now that's saying that because you hold Mimbamino is not bottle, that's going to change how you are mevatel the Chaticha Nas Vela? Let's go a little further. It's hard to figure it out from here. It says like this, V'nir lomer, d'hine yisod ha-machlokes shel ha-ramam v'arayvid hi, the actual sof to aser. Yeah. My old friend. The das Rambam he mishum dimishen naase basar b'cholav neasar gufa basar v'gufa cholav. So this is the question. This is a machlokas we've seen. Big issue, right? Big issue here. What occurs once you have chaticha naase leil? So the Rambam holds that each one becomes iser atzmo. It becomes basar b'cholav creates two primary isurim. There's an iser of the basar and an iser of the cholav, independent from each other. The mixture was the cause, but once you had the mixture, now they become isurim themselves. V'nasin atzmo shel iser. Okay, now this basar becomes iser atzmo. The cholav becomes iser atzmo. Va'af im yiporeid achakacha basar v'acholav zemizeh gam kein hein atzman shel iser. They're not dependent on the tarovus. It's not the tarovus is just the efficient cause. It just creates the type of basar. This is basar that was mevushal b'cholav. This is cholav that was mevushal b'basar. But that maisa is what creates the iser. Once it becomes iser, now it's permanently has a shame of iser cholav and iser basar. The tarov is just caused it, but it's not an iser of a basar and cholav. That's why I said the old question, is it basar v'cholav? Is the iser basar v'cholav or basar b'cholav? So saying the Ram is saying it's basar v'cholav. Meaning to basar v'cholav means you need them both together. Can't have them together. Basar b'cholav means a certain type of a basar. The basar that was b'cholav. It was a cholav that was with the basar. But you don't need them, it's not an iser of eating them b'yachad. That's not the iser. The iser is not having them together. The iser is a certain type of qualified basar. And that qualification was through the process of the bishul. But even after if you didn't get rid of all the tam, it still was mevushal. V'dasa rivid he de einon asur and ele kol zman shein biyachad basar b'cholav. Right. The Rambam, the rivid. This is the old machlokas really that we saw with the Ri and the Ramban. Right. The Ri held like the rivid. It's only asur when they're together. Ramban held they each become iser atzma. Aval kishen nispardu zemizeh chozer l'heterah. That's the rivet shita. It's only when they're together. You can't eat them biyachad. You can't eat a tarovus of basar v'cholav, of basar v'cholav. But if you can undo the tarovus itself, it'd be like it's like shatnez. It's not shocking. It's like shatnez. You ever get a suit that has shatnez? Get rid of the linen. It's mutter. Can't be lovish then biyachad. But just because they were twisted together, it doesn't turn them into iser and iser. Right, so that's the way the Ravid understands the basar v'cholav. The afagav the kishen biyachad kol echad b'fnei atzmo havi etzem ha'iser, right? Meaning to say that if they're biyachad, and like the Gemara says, if you ate a half a kezias of each, you get malchus, right? Because each one is the iser is in this condition of being murav. In the condition of being murav, they both are. But it's dependent on being murav. Kishnis pardu poka minayo din basar b'cholav v'chozon l'teren. Ukitochiach zeh arayved mehada below near v'achakach hakidera shar chatichos mutaren. And that's what the Ravid is trying to show you. That the Gemara says even though the chaticha becomes iser, because the tam cholav falls on it, but if you're not minar the kidera, all that's coming off of it is tam basar. Right? That was our cholav filter that we had in the Ri. You could filter it out perfectly. So now, all that comes out is basar itself. Aye, very good. When there was basar, was in the chaticha. In the chaticha, the basar is more with the cholav, and it's iser atzma. But that now, it's just like pulling off a thread. Now, I'm just pulling out the basar itself. The basar itself now is chozer l'teira. V'hayinu mishum debelo nir ein tam cholav yotzei l'shar chatichos mishum dein balu yotzei b'lo rotev. That's the principle. So in order to say the other chatichos are aser, you need the chetza of basar b'cholav to go into the pot. The entity of basar b'cholav is only if the tam is mu'urav with the basar. of mitam abasar atzmo mutter. The basar itself is not asar. The e lav hachi af below near teaser meha miyakadir mishum tam abasar bilvaj yotzigam below rotev. So if you didn't need them both, then it would be asar just with the basar with the tam, but even without the near. Elishmamino de kishis pardu abasar mecholav chuzun leteran. The ain asur mishum basar b'cholav el calls manchin b'yachad habasar b'cholav. Yeah. So what is efshel asochto then? What is efshel asochto then? Asur. Does it sounds like that's exactly efshel asochto mutter? Right. That's what he's saying. Whenever they're together, they're asur. When you separate them, they're mutter. So that sounds like it is the halacha of efshel asochto mutter. How could, but this is what the Rav is learning, the stam is the halacha of basar b'cholav is. So there has to be a basar b'cholav of efshel asochto mutter or asur, right? So what does it mean to say efshel asochto is asur? Lefi zeh, lefi divrei Ravid, the basar b'cholav chos l'teran, im kein had the efshel asochto asur, ein zeh mishum denasa nevela v'avi etzem ha'isur. It doesn't mean, when if you say efshel asochto is asur, doesn't mean that the chalav is permanently affected by becoming asr, or the basar is permanently affected by becoming asr. The cave in this ma'it balua ha chalav shebo minasinas tam harigam kein poka mine shame basar b'cholav. Ukim bevor besugyo de chul and afkufches the kol she'ein bo b'nosein tam lo havi derech bishul. Vam kein harehu. So now it's going to be a problem. Now it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a difficulty point to arrive at. That what? In other words, what if you're mavashal that when the basar that became asar is mixed in with other chatichos? Right, so then what happens? So now the tam of the cholav is reduced, it's being diluted. The tam of the cholav is being diluted, correct? So he says, so now it's not a tarovas of nesinas tam anymore. Right, now it's not a tarovas of nesinas tam. So how can you say efshel asochto is? So now he's saying there's no difference. The Ravid is stuck with a problem now. If by Basar B'cholav it's dependent on the Taroves of a Basar B'cholav, and if I'd separate out the Basar would be Mutter, right? So there's no difference between separating out the Basar and reducing the Cholav to a not Nosein Tam. Right? And reducing the cholav to a non-nosein tam. Because in both cases, you're basically producing basar alone. Basar alone. In other words, if there's no more nesinas tam of the cholav, so basically it's bubble. In other words, there's no difference, there's no such thing as a tarovas of a basar b'cholav where there's no expression of the cholav. So now, halachically, it's like pure basar. So if I hold from Chaticha Nas, so if I hold that Basar B'cholav is totally on the Taroves, that means it's going to have to be an expression of both. And if I would separate one, it would turn to Heter. So too, if I would mute the expression of one, it should also turn to Heter. So he's stuck. So he's stuck. Where's his Efshel Asochto? Where is he going to get an Efshel Asochto also? Vim kein arei hu shove mamish l'nispari l'gamri abos me'achol. Tzvichon yos chozun et ha'aron. Hu bal korach tzorach lomar d'ha efshel asochto asur hu din b'fnei atzmo. Now he's saying there's no svara, he's saying. That's what he's trying to show. He's saying there's no natural svara. If you hold like the Ravid, that basar b'cholav is a condition, is a state of both entities existing biyachad in one mixture, then they both have to be present and expressed. And there's no way, Al Pi Svara, to say that that there's a difference between removing them completely or reducing one to a non-expressive position. In both cases, you don't have the present condition of Bosser B'tam Cholov. Right, which Gemara is he quoting to prove that? Kuf Ches. The Koshim Bosser B'tam Lo Avi Derech Bishal. Because that's what the Gemara says, that that was the Gemara in the beginning of Kuf Ches. That Abaye says, I'll prove to you from Bosser B'Cholov that Tam is Ke'ikar. Right? Because if Tam is not, because you see that you need Tam of the Cholov to make Bosser B'Cholov. So it must be that the Cholov is considered present via the Tam. So Tam shows you in general in the Torah, when the Torah says don't eat Bosser and Cholov, you see that the Cholov, the Tam Cholov, is considered like Cholov. So you see Bosser from Bosser B'Cholov, you see Tam is Kikra, right? And Rava said, no, that's not a good raya, because this is just a din of derech bishul. And you need the tam in order to be derech bishul. So that's what Rafaim is quoting that Gemara. So as you see, that's not considered the isser of Basar B'Cholov, according to the raya, is a tarovas derech bishul. But you see from Kuf Ches Amud Aleph that if there's no tam present, it lacks in the shame derech bishul. It's not a problem not being nisarev. It's not. It's lacks in derech bishul.
We're saying that every bosser b'cholov case is only going to have the tam being diminished.
It's always going to be diminished. What do you mean by diminished? If you take the chaticha that became usher and throw it into more chatichos,
uh-huh.
Right? Right. So therefore, he's saying that you must say the Ravid is going to have to learn that the din of Efshel Softo Asa is not a Svara, it's a separate din. The whole Lekvar Ne'esra Shuv Ein Osa Chaticha Niteres V'zehu Adin Shel Efshel Softo Shu Asa. Now it doesn't flow naturally from the law of Basar B'Cholov. It's an extraneous din. That once a chaticha is nesra, so then what? It keeps the isser. So in other words, let's just review then. In terms of basar b'cholov, it won't be basar b'cholov anymore. Right? But he says, in terms of the definition of basar b'cholov, the state of Basar B'Cholov is undone. Right? The state of Basar B'Cholov is undone. But what? But there's another din, that once something has a shame isser, that isser is not removed. So it sounds like the Rav Chaim is going on like into a brick wall over here. Right? And it sounds like he's heading down to a dead end. Because you're going to have tremendous problems now. So why does the Rav then say that the Basar is not the... So then it should come out, according to the Ravid, it's true, the Basar B'Cholov is undone, but Chaticha Nas Tevela means that even though you took out all the milk, the Basar still is also. And the Cholov is still also.
The same as the Basar B'Cholov.
It's going to come out.
Huh?
Because it's actually still also, the same thing. Well, we're not so precise. We use them interchangeably.
We're going to have to redefine the Chaticha Nas Tevela because the Efshel Softo is not going to work.
No. That's Efshel Softo is going to work now. Efshel Softo is going to say, Efshel Softo is going to come in and say, look, that, it's going to come out that it's exactly the same. Let me lay it out.
So what is the difference between the Efshel Softo also and the Nas Tevela?
There's like 4 pages of Ron that you can read about that. But the simple pshat is Efshel Softo. Let's put it this way. Let's just say where we are. Let's just take stock of where we are here. Okay. According to the Rav Chaim, saying there are two positions, there are two theoretical views on Basar B'Cholov. Okay. One is that the Isser, the shame Isser, Daraisa, goes by. Is that the Bishul is a cause of creating the shame Isser in each. once the bishul was done, each one permanently becomes Isser. It would be more similar to kiloyim, bakarim, kiloya karim. If you grew wheat inside a karim, even though you pull it out, it still is Isser. Okay, so sometimes you have an Isser that the mixture causes it, like kiloya karim, and sometimes, like by shatnez, it's just the condition of the state of the mixture. But the Rambam is learning that by basar b'cholov, once it becomes basar b'cholov, it generates two primary isurei atzman. Basar now is asur, and cholov now is asur. No matter what happens to them, you can take them, separate them, nothing matters. It becomes two shemos of isur. Right? Okay. Therefore, it's going to naturally be that you're going to have chaticha nasa tevela. Right? You're naturally going to need to be mevatel both, because they both are Isser Atzman. Right? But according to the Ravid, in terms of basar b'cholov, it's gone. The din of basar b'cholov tells you that once the cholov and the basar separate, they revert back to heter, like a shatnez case. So in order to say that you have to be mevatel them both, right? So really, al pi din, all you should need is to be mevatel one or the other. Because once I can get this basar, I have a piece of steak that tastes like milk, right? Basar b'cholov. But if I throw it into a pot with other steaks, and it fell in by accident, and now the cholov is diffused, and none of the steaks have any taste of cholov, so I should say there's no more basar b'cholov. Right? There's no more basar b'cholov, because basar b'cholov allows for bittel, because there's no more derech bishul. But, so I would never say chaticha nasa nevela. Right? This idea of the isser basar b'cholov precludes a chaticha nasa nevela din. So where does chaticha nasa nevela come from? Has to come from a separate din of efshel sochto asar. That it's true in terms of the description of basar b'cholov itself, this no longer meets the requirements of the Isser of Basar B'cholov, but there's another din, that something that became Asr remains Asr. Right? That's called Efshel Sochto Asr. Right? So, in other words, so just to put it one more time, to answer Josh's question better, more fully, Efshel Sochto, according to the Rambam, is like a description of the din of Basar B'cholov itself. Means to say, basar b'cholov is a din that's only totally on a cause. But then, once the cause occurs, even if you would separate them, they remain in their original shemesser, right? And that's why chaticha nasa nevela. And according to the Ravid, efshel sochto is a different din. It's a separate din from basar b'cholov itself. Saying even though, in terms of basar b'cholov, it would revert to heter. But there's a different din of efshel sochto asur. Once it becomes asur, it remains asur. And that's why you need chaticha nasa nevela. So, one more time, because this is the type of thing, no matter how many times you do it, it's not too much. Efshel sochto always is the cause of chaticha nasa nevela. But the question is it a chaticha nasa nevela because that's the very definition of basar b'cholov, or because of a different din of efshel sochto asur? Right?
Yeah, does it according to the Rambam, would it remain, I guess the way that the din of efshel sochto asur would work is only when they're together, meaning if you separate them, or well, it doesn't mean separate, I guess.
Efshel sochto asur means even though they're separated. But the question is why? That's what he's saying. The Rambam is learning it's because that's still basar b'cholov. The Rambam is learning it still has a shem isser. So even though it's not basar b'cholov anymore, the shem isser doesn't leave a thing.
Does that come out with a knock, I mean, or?
I hope so, because so that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it sounds like he's leading into a dead end, because it sounds like he's just bringing them back to the same exact point. So it comes out they're both exactly the same. So what's the difference? It comes out that both agree. Thank you. This is what I meant to get back to. It comes out now, when I said, like, it seems like he's heading into a dead end. because now it comes out, he's just showing you that the Rambam and the Ravid should be exactly the same. So who cares one holds his Isser because of still Bas V'chol, one holds his Isser because of Chatich Nas, actually Sofdo. Still comes out at the end of the day that that they're saying the same Shita. They both are saying the Basar and the Chalav remain Asr. Okay, that's where he's going to move in now. Umeato Yevuar Kavonas arrived. Dine Cholok din Tam Ki Iker Midin Min Bimino de Lo Bottle. Now we have to take another case. What's the difference between Tam Ki Iker and Min Bimino de Lo Bottle? What's the shaykhus of the
Jew?
Daha mid min bimino lo bottle havi hafkoa beikr din bittle. The lay say bimin bimino. So what do we mean by min bimino lo bottle?
It's in one and a bottle.
Right. Okay. Right. What's the din of min bimino lo bottle? It means that there's simply no contraries. There are no contraries. Right? Like the Ran has. There's no phenomenon of bittul at all. There's no mechanism of bittul at all. Each thing just exists side by side. Okay? By rehu kamoshehu be'enei. Like we said a long time ago. He said, it's just like if I took a piece of meat, right, and I cut it as small as I could, like Democritus would be proud of you, right, as small as you could, what would you call that piece? What did I start out with? Nevela? It's nevela. It might be a very, very, very small piece of nevela, but nevela doesn't disappear because you cut it into very small pieces, right? So if I have a lot of nevela mixed in with 1,000 pieces of kosher meat, and I cook them all up, so what do I have in the kosher pieces of meat? That very same little tiny piece of nevela. It just was a plata. But a plate is nothing more than a very small piece of nevela. Right? So min bimino lo bottle means that it's like I have those tiny little pieces of nevela be'en that are inhabiting the chatichas of heter. So why can't I eat the chatichas of heter? Because there's a mashu of isur in there. Right? Min bimino lo bottle says it still exists be'enei. It's just like if I would have had that tiny little piece alone. There's no difference between it being alone and being with other meat. Meat and meat is no different than meat alone. Okay? Josh? Okay. Masha'ena kein agzeres akosov detam ke'ikar ein zed din hafko aspital. But when I say that I have a tam, that tam is ki'ikr, that doesn't mean that there's no bittul at all. Ki'im dehavi chalos shem iser. Diafagav du bitaru vaso v'ispe din bittul. So now I have a mimbishen amino. So like the Ran says, I have contraries. So when I have a tiny little piece alone, when I have a tiny little piece of meat alone, that's a mashu v'iser. When I have a tiny little piece of meat with other pieces of meat, that's also a mashu v'iser. There's no bittul. But if I have a tiny piece of meat in a giant porridge, so it gets lost. Its shame gets lost. Its identity gets lost. It now has contrary identities. So it's no longer the same thing. If you have two opposites together, then one is mevatel the other. Now you can't say it's just existing there side by side with the other things, because the other things are contrary to it. Right? If it's a mimbimino, there's no bittul. But if it's a mimbishen amino, there is really a bittul. And there truly is a bittul. Tom Kicker tells you, though, that if the tom is still present, that's a separate dinisser. Okay? So there is a bittul. There is a bittul. But there's a separate Isser of Tam Kicker. So they're saying, theoretically, that's a big difference between Min Bimino, Lo Bottle, and Tam Kicker is Isser. Min Bimino, Lo Bottle means there's no Bittle at all. Tam Kicker means there is a Bittle, but the Tam itself is what? Exeris Akosavit, that it's Isser. It's a Chalosheim Isser. Ukimavur besugi de psachim delinim lemeil of shari surim min nazir. Mitzrichin ledin kavachomer obinyanav. Lo chashvin le legiloi milsa ba'almad lo batal. So you see, if it was just a din, if it was a logical din, like min demina lo batal, then you would just need, what? Then you would say it's a gilui milsa. Saying, but the Gemara over there seems to be learning that it's a chiddush, and you have to, it's a gderes akasav, and you have to have a mechanism that's going to extend it.
Okay. Why is he going back to that, whether it's a gderes akasav or why does he use that?
That's very important to him. Because,
I think he said Tanzi Kroos or Svar.
Not Svar. He holds not Svar.
I know, I'm saying, like, it seems like he's really stressing that point.
Yeah, it was an important point, because once you say it's a Gzeres HaKosov, then you're limited to the Gzeres HaKosov itself. You'll see, he's going to try to work it out. We did a few of these cases. It's funny. That's like a big shita. It's a big move. It's a move we've seen him make a few times already. That once you have the Gzeres HaKosov is not like just revealing a hidden truth, that you can... You can learn and make yourself smarter. You can do. There's no bina involved. You can't take it and extend it. You can only take it in the sense that it's given, and the sense that it's given is not that there's no bittul. See, that's what he's trying to explain here. It's not that it's telling you if the tam is here, that means there's no bittul, and now you go back to the old din of the chatichas be'en. No. It's not changing anything that was. It is bottle, but there's a new idea here of isertam. Okay? And there are differences whether the old thing is here or whether the new thing is here. Alright? So it's like this. That's his main point. Lo chashvina le legile milsa ba'alma de lo bottle. That's not what it's telling you. It's not megala that there's no bittle. Right? That's again we did on by the lechem. By the lechem he has that point. By the case where you're we did one of the cases if you try to make bread out of orez and chitim. So he has over there also that the dagon that the Ram says you can't make lechem if it's just a tam. He won't say the tam of the dagon is not enough for lechem. Because lechem is because the tam dog because tam kicker is just gonna give you a shame dagon. But lechem is a shame in its own right. So you can't have a shame in a shame. You only have a shame lechem in dagon atzmo. But if you had a min b'shein amina mixture and you had tam dagon, all you can say is from the gzeres hakosov the dagon itself is batal, but there's a shame dagon in this taravis. Now you can't make lechem out of a quality. You have to make lechem out of a substance, right?
This is more of a way of treating. The case that you already
had. That's right. Gzeres HaKosov is telling you would come to it with bittul, and now is adding a new iser. Elavadai, dehu mishum dehu ze din chalos iser shotam kikar. That's why the Gemara is treating it that way. V'hochi misboi mehad tzrichim lekro de mishras de tam kikar. Yafagav dekar da shina mikro de tam tzrich de tziran verot van osir de tam kikar. El mishum de hosam I read in kishuv b'fnei atzmo the tam I yotze min ha'iser aser v'akra the mishras asu li'isur the tam kikar af b'shuv b'taruv aser b'tulo. So he's saying that it's not just a din of tam. It's not a din that the thing that comes from the thing has the shame. It has its own has the shame of the thing itself, because that you already learned from tzirun, right? That's a different din. Then how do you know that the juices that come out of the meat are aser? So that the Gemara has a different limud for. So he says, why do you need two limudim? Because that's a limud of what the substance of Isser is itself. Not a question of bittul. Just what is Usser? Is the meat Usser? Is the juice Usser? Right? Like by Dagim, the juice is not Usser. So not by everything the tzir is Usser. That's a question of the Isser itself. But now Bitaruvaso is a totally different question. You can't learn from, you can't extrapolate from the fact that the tzir is usr, that therefore if I cook it in a pot of other things, it's also usr. Because there's just tzir going in there. There's tzir going in there. Tzir, no, that's what we explained before. There's a big, big difference between the thing ba'atzmo and the thing b'taruvaso. Ba'atzmo, it's always usr, because it's just the mashu. But taruvaso is a phenomenon of bittul. Okay? And then it would exist as a tam. That's what we're trying to explain. What is a tam? A tam is nothing more than a small amount of the substance existing in another thing's existing as a quality in something else. It's wrong to have this idea like a tam is a new kind of an entity. Right. Okay. Ulefiza nira de dasa rivid de beisura de efsher lesochto. Here's where he comes to his thing. Ready? Kevan de beemes hare poka etem ha'aser mine. The rak. So let's take the efsher lesochto. So what happened when it became basa b'cholov and then it lost the cholov? So the iser, the etzem iser was really removed. It's no longer a shame of basa b'cholov intrinsically. Barak mishum dekvar ne'esar inu chozer lios nitar. So it's a separate din. We can't allow it to go back to etzer. Im kein lo shayach zos ella al ha'ne'esar kishehu bifnei atzmo. Lo shayach what?
It's a malacha of it not being able to go back to heter, but only when we're looking at this thing in its owner.
Okay, good. In other words, if I have the cholov or the basar itself, the etzem hadavar, see where he's going now?
Yeah,
if I had the etzem hadavar, then I could say, okay, this piece of cholov, this piece of basar, because it had a shem iser chal on it at one point, this piece of substance, this piece of basar and cholov, will always remain asar. Ma she'ena kein inyan meidan bei din tam ke'ikar tu gzeres ha'kosov shel iser keshu b'taru vaso bitulo ein bezek klal din efshel esoto v'lo shayach lomar bei darehu b'isuro shem mikodem dikevon darehu b'bitulo Harehu choshev keheter lingin taru vaso. So that's his main move. So therefore, it comes out like this. Bittul really does work. So now, what do I have? I have a piece of meat. Let's take the meat case. I have a piece of meat. Whatever. Cholov. I have the cholov. Now the cholov. Whatever I have. I have the basar b'cholov, right? Now, if I separate the two, correct, they lose the etzem shem basar b'cholov. They lose the iser basar b'cholov be'atzmak. Now they have a separate din that they just remain iser. Separate din. They just remain iser. Okay? A separate din. They remain iser. So he's saying like this. Now, what if a thing that remain that simply has a din that it remains usher gets mixed into a tyroves and is really bottle? Would I now say that there's a tam ke'ikar extension of the thing that is only a remnant of isser in its own right? I don't know how to explain it right. Right? He's saying you would not say that. He's saying the din, let's put it this way, he's saying the din of remaining be'isuro only applies to the guf hadavar itself. It's the substance that had the shame iser remains be'isuro. Okay? But if it's mixed in the mimbisheno taroves, if it's mixed up in the taroves, so now alpi din, what happens? The etzem hadavar is really bibitulo, is really bottle. Is really bottle, and it would only be a separate gzeres hakosov that the tam of the thing is an iser is a new iser. He's saying, but that doesn't make sense. That's what the Ravid holds. So it's that extension of tam ki'ikar is only by intrinsic isurim, not by a substance that became affected by an iser.
It's more like a din on a din.
It's more like a din on a din. It's like a din on a din. He says, "Mashena came to min b'mino." But if you hold min b'mino is not bottle, then that means there's just no bittle of the cheftza. It means that little piece of meat is always there, floating around somewhere. V'alkein shapir havi b'yisuro shekvar nesar. V'noig bey yisuro defshul sochto k'moshin zvara. So he said, that's what we want to say. That's the difference. The Ravid is learning. The Ravid is learning. Efshel Sochto itself is a din. Not that the Basar remains with a shame of Basar B'cholov, but it just remains with an Isser. So that therefore he's saying it doesn't make sense to the Ravid, and even to the Rambam. Rambam would agree, Al Pisvar. It's just that they have, he agrees with the Svar. He just doesn't hold, just holds that it's more than that this Efshel Sochto is still remains a shame, Bas Mechol. But no, he's saying that the Gzeres HaKosov of Tom Kicker would only apply to Isser Atzma, not to something that simply has a shame Isser because of Efshel Sochto. So therefore, according to the Ravid, the Basar and the Cholov that are separated, or even where the Basar is there and the Cholov is just Batal, you're not going to have the din of the Tam Ki'ikr. You're not going to have the din of, you don't have a Tam Ki'ikr of an Efshel Sochto. That's basically what he's saying. But by a Min B'mino, why? But why? Because Efshel Sochto is already after Bittel. But there's no primary thing to say it's Tam. I mean, the Issa was Chal on the Cheftza. The Tam is a separate, is now like a different expression of the original Cheftza. But the Issa is only going to be extant on the original, on the Cheftza the way it was when it became an Issa. It became an Issa as an independent Cheftza. Once you transform it, it's like Panim Chadashos. So the Tam, the Cheftza Bibitulo as a Tam, was never had a Shame Issa on it. It only had a shame Isser Ba'atzmo as a Gufa Davar. It never had an Isser on it in other permutations. But if it's Isser Atzma, that itself is a Kosov. That Isser Atzma in every permutation is Asser. You understand? But if you hold Min B'mino is not Batal, then it never is different. It always is exactly the same. So that's what the Ravid is saying. If you hold Efshel L'Sochto as a Din of like a stamp of Isser on the Cheftza, then it's only going to continue if you hold there's no Bittel. But once there's a Bittel, there's no din of Tam Kikr. The Alkein Zehu Bir Devei Ravid Shekosav Lochiach Mehad Ein Tam Abasar Belo Achol of Oser Tarvaso. That's what he's trying to show you. That's what Josh does. What is he going on the rest of the Gemara for? Dishma Minad Lor Min Chaticha Nasas Veil Li Olam. Ela de isuro hu rak kol zman shu basar b'cholov. Ulefi zeh hanimtza d'gam be'efshel sochto kevin de'ein bo kidei nesinas tam de'lo avi derech bishol gam kein pokim minei din chaticha nasas nevela. V'isuro d'efshel sochto hu rak mishum shekvar nesar. D'shayach zos rak l'gabi nafshei v'lo l'gabi taruvaso. Yalkeim Amela, the Eino Oseres Taruvaso rak l'Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, the Nimmino Labotol, Mashin Hilm Dinan. Kamlam dimino bottle, man. Ain't aruva sneseres klal. K'moshe kosavnu d'varaganav lo shayach es tam kikra. Yalkeim emelo d'yesa terosa kol she'im bo tam cholov muteras. K'moshe zvara. That's basically it. The last paragraph. He just gave you a raya for the raya. But it's a one quick svara. But that's the main thing. Showing you, I mean, like, just to go over it, though, to think it through, like, where did he get it?
So he built in basically two big steps. Is that Efshel Sochto is a separate chiddush?
That according to the Ravid's way of learning, it's not a din of Bas B'chol itself. Yeah. You're going to have to say it's a separate chiddush, right? Right. And Tam Kicker itself is a chiddush.
Right?
It's a separate chiddush.
Nimino and Tam Kicker, why they work?
That's
ideas.
Right. It has two separate ideas. One is Afkos Bittel, and one is a separate din of Chiddush, Gzeres HaKosav of Isser Tam.
Okay.
So he's saying, therefore the Ravid was learning that since I hold that there's no Shame Basar B'cholov anymore, and it's only a din of Efshel Sochto, the Ravid held, you're not going to extend the Shame Isser of Efshel Sochto past the davar beyond the existence of the chefza bifnei atzmo, and therefore you're going to need to have a min b'mino lo batal in order to in order for Chaticha Nas Nevela to apply to the rest of the earth. So that's going back to the original question. What was the Raivid bringing in Mimbamino by Chaticha Nas Nevela? So you're saying it's not that you need Mimbamino to make a Chaticha Nas Nevela, right? But it's that what? It's that since the his idea of Chaticha Nas Nevela is a din of an Efshel HaSochto, it's only going to continue to exist as long as it's the Isser Atzmo. I think about Ramban. Maybe the Ramban is saying the same kind of an idea. It's a little tough, the Ramban. But I gotta take a look at Ramban. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember he, in the back, the big question, why the Rif left out the whole Sugya. And nobody, Ramban works very hard trying to figure out why did the Rif leave out this whole Sugya. I think that's one of his answers. That maybe the Rif held that it's also totally on the Mimbamino. I think he quoted the Raivid. Yeah, it was, why did the Rif leave out this Gemara? Seems like it's important.
How are you saying the Isser is existing in terms of Esher Lesofta? How does the Isser exist such that it can't work through the Gzeir of Tom Taker?
Oh, it's sort of like an artificial, it's like a remnant, but the remnant is only going to remain in the present form of the Heftza that became Usser. The form that existed when the Heftza became Usser was this object itself. Mm-hmm. So now, once you remove the shame of this object itself, it's no longer related to in other words, it's sort of like this object remains Usser because historically, yeah, it's the same as the thing that became Usser. Right? But once I change it, now it has no relationship to that past state of Usser. Now it's a totally different, now it's no longer an existent on its own. It's now just a part of a Tarovas. So this thing as a part of a Tarovas, in this state of being part of a Tarovas, it never had any shame Usser at all.
So it's just a din on this specific thing.
That's right.
It doesn't make it into the Vela,
correct.
Doesn't have all the effects.
That's right, exactly. It's a good point. In other words, when you say that Efshel HaSochto Usser, it's not that because it was Usser, it becomes a new primary form of Isser. It only retains its shame Isser as a relative to a quality that it had before. But it has to be the same it. Has to be, right?
You can say better that it's not that the, you think that Efshel HaSochto also means that the old Isser remains.
Right.
It's not done the same. Then the old Isser is really gone.
Right.
And now it's just because of a historical fact that you can't eat something that was already Isser.
Correct.
It's not the same Isser anymore.
Well, the Rambam is saying it's the same Isser,
right,
but not. Right. You can't say through Xeris Kassav it's the same Isser.
Right.
That would be, right? It has to be through the din of the Isser of the same Isser. Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that true itself, though? According to this, it seems to say it's everywhere, not just Pasuk Chalav.
That's true. And the Raivid would seem to, according to the Raivid, that's true. It could be, though, that it's...
It could be everywhere. It's just
question is it derice everywhere?
Right.
Or not? That's the question. Right. According to this, it would seem the Raivid would say that it's Bishari Surin too. Some want to say the Ram holds charge. It's not clear from the Ram. He only mentions it here.
Right.
He only mentions it here. His mashma is only here, but it's true. Yep. Okay. Very good. Ooh, I gotta go.